Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Gotta tell you about my favorite pair of underwear that I'm wanting to wear, and I tell you what it is, I won't take it back. It's Weldon, comma, the first word is Mac.
Underwear, socks, and shirts as well. You want them or go to hell. Just kidding, that was too aggressive. They have really good underwear, so inventive.
Like, for real, I wear them every chance that I get. I like them because they escape everything not wet. Unless I did jump into a pool. If they didn't do that, that would be insane.
For 20% off your first order, visit MacWeldon.com and enter promo code UPBOOK at checkout and never go wrong.
MacWeldon.
Never go wrong.
Off-book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. We got Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Wicks on the sticks. Dana Wickens, the producer, on the drums.
We got Devin on the engineering.
We got male person Stacy. We got Karate Bird. We got everyone else that we've filled out this fictional studio universe with.
Yeah. You guys, thank you so much. We're off book. We're doing it.
Hey, thanks, Texas. We just got back from Texas.
Yeah, you guys were a darn treat. Y'all really showed us a lovely time. We had a great time in Dallas, Houston, and Austin. Shout out to Station Theater, Dallas Comedy House, and Hideout for being great hosts.
We truly had a wonderful time.
Thanks,
everybody. And now we're here at 4:30 p.m.
On a Thursday. Uh-oh. Whoop, whoop.
Uh-oh. Whoop, whoop. Normally, Jess and I being in a kind of crazy headspace would be a problem because we generally have to, like, shepherd a guest through this. Today, we do not.
Today, you guys know him. You love him. Truly one of the greats. If you're not following him on Instagram, you're missing so, so much. Give it up for rapper, improviser, amazing human,
Ross Bryant.
Hello.
Hello. He's greeting you.
Waving to the room like the queen.
He's waving to Karate Bird.
Hello. What a delightful introduction.
Ross, how are you, bud?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing great. It's a great 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Isn't it so funny that we've been talking for like 10 or 15 minutes, but now we're like, hey, how are you?
Yeah. We've been catching up for so long, and now we've got to double back and do it again.
You came out of the elevator, and I screamed, Ross! And there was another woman in the elevator. She did not flinch at all, to her credit.
She was all
Maybe
business.
Her name is Ross.
If she did, then she's rude, because she ignored me after that point.
Maybe her name is like Boss, and she had a split second of being like, oh, he's referring to me. Oh, never mind.
She didn't even show it. That was a woman who knew exactly where she was going. Yeah. And this idiot screaming at her from the outside of an elevator was not going to get in her way.
That's true.
Head down force of professionalism blasting through life.
She was wearing a smart white blazer.
So she really had her life together.
Power move. Yeah.
She probably went on. She's like started a couple of companies since we saw her 5 minutes ago.
Hell yeah.
Oh, right.
Elevator. It's one of those pretty big elevators in a big corporate building.
At the very top floor of this building, that's where the boss sits.
And right in the elevator stands a woman in the most beautiful pantsuit you've ever seen in your life. Glistening, ivory white.
And everyone around her is just wondering.
Who's this powerful woman in a power suit? Who's this powerful woman in a power suit? She's everything I've ever seen with the glistening, glistening white gleam. Who's this powerful woman in a power suit?
Who's this powerful woman in a power suit?
Who's this powerful woman in a power suit?
You know she don't take no guff, and she's definitely got all the right stuff.
Who's this powerful woman in a power suit?
Head down, eyes forward, you know she's getting right the zone.
Holding two conversations on two totally different phones, with two blue teeth in both of her ears, having two other conversations too. She's got no time for nothing but business, so she's got no time for you. She's a
powerful woman in a power.
Also, it says, hey, fuck you, 'cause she's a powerful woman in a power suit.
Here's your coffee, ma'am.
Here's your other coffee, ma'am. Here's your kombucha for later in the day.
Fellas, boys.
Yes, boss.
Are you talking to us or one of the people in your blue teeth?
Oh, no. I've hung up ages ago.
Oh, thank you.
Don't be so nervous in my presence. It makes me feel like I'm not taking care of you. I'm not creating an ethos that will allow you to climb to the top. Don't be nervous. Be prepared.
Yes, ma'am.
God, these are the sort of life lessons that just fall from her lips 24/7.
Oh, man, Bradley, we are so lucky to be in her presence.
Yeah.
So lucky to be learning from her, Bradley.
She's like an inspirational success Instagram on legs. Just blasting inspiration at me all the time.
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the decision to put on your shoes.
From anyone else, that would sound so facile and trite, but from her?
It's so deep. We know, Bradley, there's so many layers deep, deep, deep within it.
God.
But I should expect no less from Phoebe
Thunderstein.
Thunderstein.
Don't stutter on my name, boys.
Of course not. Of course not. Ms. Thunderstein.
Phoebe Thunderstein, she doesn't take prisoners, because every prisoner could be an employee. Phoebe Thunderstein, she doesn't ask too many questions, because those questions are just answers waiting to be seen. Phoebe Thunderstein. Phoebe Thunderstein. It's Phoebe Thunderstein. When I was just a little girl, just a little child of 4, I had a birthday party. I'd invited 6 kids, but I asked my mom to invite some more. She said, Phoebe, I don't see how. There's not a pizza to go around. And I said, Mother, why don't we scavenge in the woods and see what we can find? So I went out into the woods, just a little girl, barefoot.
feet in a dress. I searched for mushrooms and I found them in moss. And yes, I just suggest, I said, mother, I shall let all the children come. They shall eat the fruits of my labor, and all them that will taste better, because the hard work is what you savor.
Phoebe Town, you see.
Here comes the thunder scene.
Thunder scene.
And that's my work ethic. I've had it my whole life. I look at opportunity. I never see it as strife. So if you come with me with numbers that are down after quarters or two, I'll turn it around and make you look at yourself in the mirror and say, what can I do?
Phoebe Thunderstein.
Boom, boom. Here totally inspirational.
Boom, boom. Phoebe Thunderstein.
Picking mushrooms in the forest.
Phoebe Thunderstein.
Inviting extra kids to her birthday.
Phoebe Thunderstein.
Your confidence, I don't want you to be scared.
Don't be scared.
But your intensity is so great, I feel like I might burn. It's hard standing right next to the sun when you're just a lowly intern with Phoebe Thunderstein. Phoebe Thunderstein. You are just a peasant and she is the queen. Phoebe
Bradley, I want you to write up that story of me foraging for mushrooms and see if it makes a good award-winning children's book.
Right away, Ms. Thunderstein.
Thank you. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. I glide away.
Just another day in the mail room, sorting all the mail that comes into the building. What? Oh. There's not. There's another one. That's two letters. And this one goes to accounting. Ooh, this one goes to accounting. The third one goes to accounting. They're all going to accounting.
Hey, can you sign for this package?
What, me?
Yeah, I need somebody to sign for this package. It might as well be the mailroom guy. It's going all the way to the top, I reckon.
Did you get lost? This building is so tall and the mailroom is 20 floors underground.
Yeah, I'm a DH... L employee.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can sign for that. Me, Doug. Doug the mail employee. Fox rocking the mail.
This thing's been in my truck for a while. Dusty old package.
Did you say it's going to the top?
All the way to the top. This one's addressed to Ms. Thunderstein herself.
Well, I might have to.
You might be able to see the tag. Fragile.
Oh, my gosh.
Deliver by hand.
But this box looks so... This what's on the outside of it is so mysterious. Everything about this box, these stamps are from a different country. Fragile is written in multiple languages. You're telling me that this has got to go straight to the top?
Straight to the top.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
It's going straight to the top.
Going straight to the box.
I wonder what's in the box.
You better take it straight to the top. Straight to the top.
Yeah.
Don't you know that you better be agile when you're running up the stairs? But don't you run up too fast. Cause check it out, this shit is fragile.
Straight to the top, to the top. And be careful making no mistake. As if the fragile on the bus was an indication enough. It is also wrapped up in some red tape.
Whoa. Straight to the top, straight to the top.
Also, what's in the box, what's in the box?
Straight to the top, straight to the top.
Tell me now,
what's in the box, what's in the box?
I'm looking
right up to the top. Take it right up there, Captain. Oh my God, mysterious box. I wonder what's inside when you unwrap it.
This is a box for an adult. I wouldn't be handing it off to a child. And when I start to wonder what's inside of the box, my imagination starts to run wild. I gotta take it
straight to the top, straight to the top.
But what's in the box, what's in the box?
Straight to the top, straight to the top. What's in the box? What's in the box? Oh my God, not many people could get with this box. Not many people could hang with this. So many different stamps from so many countries and dozens of different languages.
It's like there are so many writings on this box. I do not even know how postage was paid. All I know is that my mission is to take it to the top, and I will not be delayed. I'm going straight to the top, straight to the top.
So what if you thought it was
was heaven.
Oh, straight to the top, straight to the top.
What's in the box like my ass was seven?
Oh, straight to the top, straight to the top. What's in the box, what's in the box?
You gotta drink it straight to the top, straight to the top. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Show me what's in the box. There's a way you can find out what's in the box.
What if I open it?
Yeah.
No, this one's for Phoebe Thunderstein. I wouldn't dare. I'm just Doug from the mailroom.
Yeah, there'd be hell to pay if something happened to it.
Oh my God! Why did he disappear in a cloud of smoke? All right. I guess I'll just.
Hi. Welcome to reception. What do you got?
I got a box that's going straight to the top.
Oh, well...
Hold on. Kathy, did you get a haircut?
Yeah, thanks.
Did you get some new gum?
No, thanks.
Cool. Anyway, this box has got to go straight to the top.
Okay. Do you want me to, take it or something?
Part of me wants to take it to the top, but that's not really how it works.
No, you could take it. It's just, you need an appointment.
Oh, okay.
I can't leave this desk. I'm just do you want me to have one of the interns come down and get it from you? Or do you want me to try to get you on the books that you can take it up?
Phil, I needed an appointment to deliver the box to the top floor.
Yeah, because that's the only way you can get clearance to the top floor is if you have an appointment.
Or if I have an intern take it up.
Or you can have an intern come down here.
Walk through the forest. It would make a good children's book.
Oh, hey, Kathy.
What's the person who's too young doing wearing a suit that nice?
That's one of the interns.
Oh.
This is Bradley.
Hey, I'm Doug. I work in the mailroom. Hey. I have a box I need to take straight to the top.
You guys were both at the summer kickoff mixer. How embarrassing that you didn't meet.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I was on the maroon squad and you were on the blue squad during the egg drops.
Yeah. I dropped an egg.
Yeah, Phoebe really cares about creating a fun ethos. You guys should have shaken hands or something.
Oh, I couldn't shake hands with anyone that day. All of my fingers on both of my hands were broken.
Oh my gosh, why and how?
Well, it's kind of a long story.
It's because you sorted mail so hard?
That's just the beginning.
Wow.
One day in the bottom of the mail room, sorting all of the mail. Sorting so hard, never wanna stop. Thought I'd reach my dreams and I'd never fail. And then I had to sort a letter. I kinda like I usually like. But when I put my hand to sort this letter, it was covered in spikes. It was a sneaky, sneaky, sneaky booby trap letter. Covered in razors. And when I opened up the sneaky booby trap letter, I got burned by lasers. There were lasers and razors on the outside, and in the middle were a bunch of metal spikes. Ooh, I wish I could tell you it gets better with that sneaky letter, but it doesn't. You see, after lasers and spikes and earthlings cut my hands to smithereens, I tried to throw it away, as would be my scene. But it was stuck to my hand with some sort of commercial strength glue. And the glue was poisonous, and it gave me the bird flu. From the sneaky, 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 sneaky booby trap letter. With feathers, it was a sneaky, 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 sneaky booby trap letter.
Oh, Doug, I don't wanna pull out the rug. I don't wanna, well, actually, the words you've just spoken. But you said your fingers were broken.
I'm not done.
Whoa.
After I got the bird flu and the letter was stuck to my hand. Trash can, but inside the letter was a Bluetooth that made a call to a local farm and summoned a horse to trample my hands, and that's where I got that bodily.
spikes, and the bird flu, and the poison, and the glue, and the horse in that booby trap ladder.
Oh my gosh, a fly just flew in my mouth because I've been agape this whole time. Doug, that's freaking bananas. Why didn't you say anything to anybody? Why didn't you report this? Also, who is it addressed to? Also, that's not like a sneaky booby trap letter. That's like some mad scientist, like super villain bullshit.
That's the work of years and a team of people.
Also, like, who was communicating with the horse?
Yeah.
Doug, there's like 1,000 follow-up questions for something that you were like, let me just give a small story for why I couldn't shake your hands at the mixer. Doug!
A disease geneticist, a booby trap artist, an explosive expert, and a horse trainer all collaborated, or someone with that particular set of skills conspired to bring you to that lowly state.
I don't know, guys. It just kind of seems like that's got to be par for the course when you work in the mailroom.
No, Doug, that is not par for the course. Okay, what's par for the course is like maybe being like low on the totem pole, getting lonely, like having to fill your time, having to like work hard for people to respect you.
And then a Bluetooth horse comes stomps your hands.
No!
Gosh, maybe that is par for the course when you're working for someone as powerful as Ms. Thunderstein.
No, you all, no, that is not, you guys, this
she's
is not.
She's a wonderful CEO. You gotta figure she's made some pretty powerful enemies.
Well, was it addressed to her, Doug? Or was it, like, not addressed to anybody? Or was it addressed to you? Or did it just say, like, don't open me? And you were like, I gotta open this?
Yeah, that seems like a pretty important detail.
It was probably addressed to her. I honestly don't remember. As soon as I touched it, as you can imagine, a lot of things happened in pretty quick succession after that. And that's kind of the part I remember most, not who the letter was addressed to.
And, so what's the deal with that package there?
Oh, this? I know that you mention it. It kind of reminds me of the sneaky, sneaky, sneaky booby trap letter.
Did the sneaky, sneaky booby trap letter also have stamps from all over the world on it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, in between some of the razors that were on the outside of it.
Doug.
Yeah?
I, like, understand that, like, part of your work ethic and is to, like, keep your head down and just do your work. And, like, honestly, that's great. But, like, you should not have thought that this was no big deal.
Hmm.
You should have talked to somebody.
You should have talked
Is
to
it like too late? To
I'm glad you're getting
because I paid for this out of pocket.
Oh my gosh, Doug!
Our company should have offered you insurance.
Yeah. You didn't. I'm sure this was covered.
Oh my gosh,
Doug!
Go along to get along, Doug. You listen. We work for one of the most powerful people in the world, in one of the most powerful companies in the world, and if anything, it seems that you took a bullet, if I can consolidate all the many things that happened to you into one metaphor, for all of us.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and hang on.
Tippity-tapping on the keyboard.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
God, that's so much amazing typing. Just like the typing that you could never have done
after an accident. Hang on.
Whoa.
Hang on.
She's writing in... She's typing code right now.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I thought she was writing an email. She's programming.
No, this is C++.
Hang on.
She's in the zone.
Look at all these dark web
I'm hacking.
Opening.
I'm hacking.
No, she's hacking.
Hang on. I'm hanging on as I hack into the mainframe. Hanging on as I hack into the mainframe. Opening the system like it was a big brain. Hanging on, I'm hacking straight into the mainframe. So we don't have to wait a single more day for her to take a look. But first, hang on. I'm hacking in the mainframe.
Hang on. I'm hacking in the mainframe.
Humming up the system like the dendrites in your brain.
to the top, you gotta tell her about the lasers and razors. You gotta tell her about your out-of-pocket expenses. I want to show want to pay, sir. I collapse all her defenses that I honestly thought were weak. Because this is an email situation. This is a face-to-face speak. But
hang on, hang on, hang on.
I'm hacking in the mainframe.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
I'm hacking in the mainframe.
Digital space. Going through digital America.
Welcome.
Rerouting through digital Germany.
Welcome, console cowboy. You have left your wetware behind. Welcome to the cyber zone.
Yeah, welcome to Germany Online. Can we help you here?
Yes, thank you. A Lisa mattress, please, but later.
Yes, rerouting back stateside, okay? Goodbye, yeah.
You have an appointment with Miss Thunderstein, Doug. Take that box straight to the top.
Come with me.
Me?
Yes, and also you. Oh. Everyone come with me.
Well, of course.
I can't do this alone.
All right, let me just
this
put up like my...
This is the part where the hero says, I'll do it alone and it never works out good.
Okay.
Can't do this alone.
Hang
Please
on.
Come with me.
Hang on. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hang on.
It's just another...
Hang on.
Oh, boy.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. I'm leaving a note that'll say I'll be right back.
Cool. Okay, all right. Okay, good, yeah. Good, good, good. So let's use the service elevator.
Okay.
Bing, bing.
Hello, welcome to the service elevator.
Oh, my gosh.
Three for dinner?
Oh. Well, yeah, sure. I guess we could have a light bite as we journey up.
Excellent. You see, Miss Thunderstein insists that if you take this lift, you stop for dinner on the 15th floor.
Oh, okay.
We have what your heart desires, and everything's on fire if you order it flambé. Yes, of course.
Right this way. Welcome to the 15th floor. And if you want some more, please don't check your appetite at the door.
No,
there's plenty for you now, and some to save for later when you take a ride on the service escalator.
And here's the concierge, specifically for taste, who makes sure that your palate and your food won't go to waste.
Hello, may I help you as I act as your noble guide? What kind of flavors in your mouth would you like inside?
I guess I like savory flavors.
Says to savor, we can do that on the service elevator.
We can do it when you take
the service elevator.
Bon appetit.
Toodlepip.
Will they make it to the 30th floor?
What will they order to eat on the 15th floor?
Is the sneaky letter combined with the package some horrible threat? Who trained that horse?
Find out when we return to the second half of A Meeting with Destiny!
The musical!
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Me?
Yeah. And also, the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Do you love the thrill of an escape room?
I do. I assume they do, too.
Are you looking for clues in solving puzzles?
Yes, and I assume they are also.
Well, now you can bring the mystery home with Hunt a Killer.
Wait, are you talking about Hunt a Killer, a monthly subscription where you become a detective immersed in a murder mystery?
Yes, where each month a fictional serial killer will send you cryptic clues, objects, and letters that you can actually use to solve the crime in real time.
It's so interactive that it feels real because it is real.
It's not real,
which
makes it fun and not scary.
And someone will die.
No, but it's very... Nope, but it is fun. It's perfect to play solo on a date or a game night with friends or join their online community and work with other people who are at the same point in the story as you. It's super rad. I love solving puzzles. This game is like thrilling and exciting.
And it's real.
No, it's not. I can't
it's
stress.
It's really, let me finish.
Oh.
Really good.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I was trying to say this whole time.
I'm sorry. That was a classic how to serve humans situation. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box.
They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry to take advantage of this offer.
That's huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box.
huntakiller.com/offbook.
Guys, here's the real deal. Season 2 of Big Grande's Teacher's Lounge is out now on Earwolf in your podcast apps. The show is about 4 incompetent high school teachers who try to keep it together while doing everything wrong. You guys know these dudes. They're funny as all get out. Come on.
These episodes had guests like Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and Carl Tart, and they were paywalled in Stitcher Premium, but now they are released and they're free.
Oh my gosh. You guys, I love these guys. Give me some Dan Lippert. Give me some Ryan Rosenberg. Give me some Drew Tarver. Give me some John Mackey.
We came up with them at UCB. They're all such, like, funny, amazing guys. And also just, like, stand-up good humans that we like very much.
I was on this dang show, and it was a blast. Okay, in this season, the guys are rehired at Hamilton High School after making some lofty promises, like bringing the track team from last to fast and making the school newspaper one of the most popular publications in the world.
Their new motto is, overpromise and underdeliver.
Check out all of season 2 to Big Grande's Teacher Lounge now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.
Get it.
Welcome back.
When we left Kathy and Doug and Bradley, they were heading up, maybe stopping to get some dinner or lunch or something on the 15th floor to try to get to Phoebe Thunderstein's office to deliver a package that may be of dangerous importance. Find out now.
I'm so glad we could all finally meet in the same room.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure being pen pals with you over the years, passing evil doing from letter to letter, each adding our own twists and turns.
May I just say that I'm absolutely the two of your biggest fans. The work you do is both evil and refined in a way that really gets my going.
No, a fan merely admires. I am a connoisseur of your work, and I appreciate it to the core of my soul.
Can we give each other fun code names?
I would love it if we gave each other fun code names.
No, there's nothing I like more than a bit of fun.
No, I don't want to come up with my own code name.
Oh, no, one can give themselves their own code name.
Okay.
Pathetic.
A name, if it's all the same, we'll think of one now that we have the time. But not just any name, the name must fit all of our specific type of crimes.
For you, Reginald Garbage Man.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I pronounced that odd. Garbage Man.
Yes, that is my legal name, but what shall the code name be?
You work as an evil geneticist, putting viruses in surplus, inserting them in places they shan't be, spreading all kinds of evil disease. So I think we should call you Garbage Man.
Right, but that's my legal name. Although I guess in this particular case, my code name and my name could be the same. And you, sir, everyone knows you are so evil, of course. You have so many crimes involving Bluetooth and requisitioning a horse. And of course your name
is Nathaniel Gallop Gallop.
That's me. Nathaniel Gallop Gallop. But what shall my code name be?
The code name and your name can be the same.
But really?
The code name and your name can be the same.
I mean, Nathaniel Gallop Gallop, the answer is plain.
The code name and your name can be the same.
And since we're all about our business, let's complete it and not save it for later. So let's move on and give a code name to Cheryl Razor.
Your name.
same.
I call this meeting to order. Richard Garbage Man
and Mr. Gallop Gallop approves of our evil plan.
Cheryl Razor Laser hopes the world is ready to understand that the three of us are really good friends.
Names and the names can be the same.
We're friends.
The code name and your name can be the same.
Buddies.
The code name and your name can be the same.
BFFs for life.
Yes.
Pen pals. We started as pen pals.
We started as
kids.
And now we get to meet.
And now we're real friends.
Now we're real friends meeting, having dinner together, and this the 15th floor of a building.
Yes. Mm, and I do love how I told that concierge to give me umami.
Yes.
Umami.
Umami. It was absolutely dastardly of you to do so. Yes. I may say, Cheryl, Nathaniel, I've always yearned for more collaborations between us than the two we've done so far.
But of course, and if there's one other drawback to the pair of crimes that we've done, is that we're never around to really bear witness to what's happened.
That is the worst part. Just imagining. Ooh, it makes a tear roll down my perfect little rosy cheek when I think of that horse being summoned by Bluetooth technology.
Mm.
To cause bodily harm and no one being there to see it.
Well, my years of horse training would have been completely useless if not for your wonderful, wonderful Bluetoothsmanship.
Well, yes, well, I've done something
to say nothing of your geneticism.
Well, yes, I did. I do dabble in both poisons and Bluetoothsmanship.
Bird flu and glue is just so nice.
Oh, thank you so much. But honestly, it would have been so utterly lacking in a visual element if it hadn't been for the addition of razors and legs.
Now, I do think of myself as sort of the pedestrian of the group. Just
pshaw,
blunt razors and lasers.
Not at all. Cheryl, you're the only one who thinks that.
Don't talk about my friend like that.
Don't talk about my friend like that.
You're going to make me cry.
You are
special. Right?
You are beautiful. You are enough. I think that for both of you. And you know?
Sure, a horse is theatrical. A bird flu can be an epidemic.
Powerful enough to bring a city to its knees.
Yes,
sure.
But a razor and a laser, that's just enough.
Oh, I don't know, but I appreciate what you're doing. It's just...
Listen. You always answer. Answer my call. To talk bad on yourself, girl. That's the unkindest cut of all.
Of the day when the sun goes down and the day ends, if you're talking in the mirror, just remember you're talking to my best friend.
Talking to my best friend.
You better watch your mouth.
Just watch it
when you say mean things about yourself, 'cause there's no one I would rather turn to or call if I needed a trusted friend's help.
And when you're feeling down and you're feeling low and so full of spite, just know that your friend, when he looks at you, sees a laser of concentrated light.
You're talking to my best friend. You're talking to my best friend.
To my best friend. Woo!
How did you do that? How did you storm my defensive walls?
Come on now!
You trampled my insecurities, and now I hear the call. It's like you're a virus that got straight inside my heart.
laser that points the way.
You're talking to my best friend.
So watch your mouth and watch your words.
You're talking to my best friend.
And the whole wide world.
My best friend.
My best friend. It's talking to my, talking to my best friend.
Family members can be best friends. Sometimes you marry
your
best friend.
You're my chosen family, but my family can be my friends. But mostly, above it all, you two are my
best friends.
Thank you.
I really do love you two very much.
Yeah,
it just feels so good.
It's a wonderful collaboration. It's nice to feel understood.
I love it. Do you guys see those three over there? They're like crying or something?
Yeah, they seem really intense. God, see, that's the kind of collaboration that we could be having if we paid attention to each other at the retreat.
I honestly was keeping my nose down, focusing on the plate. I didn't realize there was anyone else here.
Doug, come on. Sometimes you got to be a little bit more eyes up, my bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like guys, this? Just like,
yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah, okay, that eye contact is really intense.
Okay, find a middle ground.
Guys, right now I'm not even chewing gum. I'm choosing this delicious, savory quiche.
Ooh, yeah.
What did you guys, wait, they had quiche?
Yeah, Doug, we like tried to put some near you, and then we were like, Doug, share, have some with us.
The waiter, the maitre d', and the taste concierge gave us so many options.
I thought they only had plain spaghetti, nothing on it.
Doug, you gotta stand up for yourself, my man.
Yeah, I would do this because, like, I do believe in you. But if you could just, like, did you hear what those three were saying over there? They were, like, screaming about, like, hey, careful what you do. You're talking about my friend.
Yeah, they were just, like, bellowing. Like, we could all hear them.
Yeah, even with my nose down, I heard that.
Yeah, if you could just kind of, like, apply that to you, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just an intern, but you know what? Forget that just. I'm an intern, dang it.
Yeah, drop that.
Yeah.
You're a paid intern, if I understand the corporate structure correctly.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a paid intern. I make nearly a living wage.
Yeah, and I am a receptionist who's taking coding classes on the side so that I can claim the ladder of this company, a company I really believe in.
And I am a mail person.
You're the beating heart of this company.
Low deductible.
Huh. Wait, what?
Is that a good or bad?
I always literally forget. Okay. You're low deductible.
Yeah.
That means it's real good. It means you have to only spend a little bit of your money, and you should seek out a plan with a low deductible, because when you hit that level, that's when your insurance company takes over. They will do the rest. So you should have a low deductible, but you shouldn't deduce yourself so low.
You should have a low deductible, but you shouldn't deduce yourself so low.
Yeah, listen, man. If you're challenged and your heart is hurting, and you feel like you can't pass the test, well, your friends will be the insurance to pick you up and cover the rest. We'll be there in a pinch to pick you up when you fall. We gotta stick together, and we're the ones you can call. You got a low deductible.
Don't deduce yourself so low. Have a low deductible, but don't reduce yourself so low. This is the best way. You can co-pay, and we will help you, and just so don't deduce yourself so low.
What you're saying, I think I finally see. I should get rid of the private insurance I pay for and use the insurance from this company. I didn't realize they offered it. Oh, 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 no. I bet they have a deductible that is oh so very low.
You should have.
Now you can look and see if it's HMO or PPO.
thanks for helping me make this decision. Hopefully this new plan will also cover mental health and dental and vision. Cause I have also my eyes don't work very well. That's part of the reason I get hurt so often. I bet you probably could tell.
CEO Phoebe Thunderstein, she knows what you mean. She's interested in holistic health. She knows she has to share her wealth.
And covering all her employees is just the way that's fair to be. So you can check up your eyes, your teeth, and your body, and also therapy.
That's right. You should have a low deductible.
I don't reduce myself so low.
You should have a low deductible.
So low. I'll have some marinara sauce with the spaghetti, please.
Add away, Doug.
Yeah. Good. I'll have some ricotta cheese on the top.
All right, don't get...
And broccoli.
Okay, great.
And a full fish. The whole thing. With the head on it.
I love this.
Still.
Did the bird flu damage your sense of taste?
And a celery stick.
Doug, I...
With ranch dressing.
Doug, I honestly...
And peanut butter on the other side.
Doug, I honestly love this so much, but like the problem is we did already pay the check, and now we got to get up for that appointment.
We got to go. She went to all that trouble to hack the mainframe to make that appointment.
I hacked the mainframe, so we got
to
go, but you can get it when we come back down.
What's the date?
Whoa.
With both of you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
All right, let's get on the elevator. Oh, excuse me. We are also getting on this elevator.
I do hope there's room for six of us. Seven if you count the elevator operator.
It is a service elevator, after all. I should hope it should have the capacity.
All the way to the top, then?
Yes. Please, we have a meeting. It's a bit of an off-the-books situation for us.
Well, that's impossible. There's no off-the-books meetings.
There is when you beep this card on the elevator. Beep, beep. Oh, look, the top floor lit up. I guess it's fine.
Yeah, but, well, if you don't have an appointment, you're, like, not going to be able to, like, see Phoebe.
Well, we'll figure that out when I get up there.
I mean, but, like, honestly, like, I really know the ins and outs of like, what's your deal?
Who are you even?
Who am I even? I'm Kathy. Lead receptionist who takes coding classes at night.
What are you doing on this elevator if you're a receptionist?
Yes, shouldn't you be back at your station?
Shouldn't you be doing what you're told?
Did you leave a post-it note in your stead?
I didn't leave just a post-it. I made a note that could stand up. I folded it in half and I put it in front of my pencil case so that it would stand sturdy so that all could see back in 10.
And how long ago was that?
7 minutes. Oh. I had a few mini quiche. I have to get my friend up here, and then I'll be back down.
Well, it seems we all have to make tracks then, Carol.
Up. It's Kathy. How dare you?
Whatever.
Whatever, Christine. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Guys. It's awkward being on an elevator with people you do not know.
Yeah.
I'm getting really hostile vibes from the strangers who came in just a moment ago.
It's really awkward being on an elevator with people that you just fought with. And now I just can't get a good sense of them, but there's a bad smell, there's a bad whiff.
It's really awkward being on an elevator, so close face to face. And those really harsh vibes are putting out in this tiny enclosed space. I'm not feeling super safe right next to them. And we're moving so damn slow in this elevator. I don't really know just when.
It's not an elevator. This is a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Not an elevator. This is a pressure cooker. It's really awkward being on an elevator with people that could ruin your plan. It's really awkward being on an elevator with people who are plebeians and do not understand.
It's really awkward being on an elevator with people who are so low.
So low.
Who might get in the way of my two best friends and me, and they'll have to go.
Oh,
Oh, this terrible being on an elevator. People standing in the way of your force. Plebeians, peons, peasants who've never trained a glorious horse.
And if I must say, it feels like there's something wrong. This isn't no longer an elevator. This is a ticking bomb. It's not an elevator. It's a ticking bomb. It's not an elevator. It's a ticking bomb.
All right, let's just say it. None of us like being on this elevator together, but we only have a few more floors to go, so let's all just chill.
Chill right out if you chill. Do what you do.
Everybody just stay chill.
Chill.
Chill out and look ahead.
Don't make eye contact with anyone else. If there's a reflective surface in front of you, look down.
Chill.
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 Right out.
Chill.
Chill. Nobody fart. Nobody fart.
Nobody fart. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Oh, give me out. Give me out.
Well, I suppose that's the last we'll see of the three of you, then. We have a meeting. It's after yours.
Yes.
All right, fine. Well, Doug, good luck. I did only say back in 10.
Wait, you're not staying?
Doug, you can do this. I believe in you. Remember, don't deduce yourself so low. But, like, if I make that sign and then I let it make me into a liar, I can never live with myself.
I understand that.
We support each other, okay? Come on, I'll show you in.
Okay. Bye.
Good luck, Doug.
We'll see you tomorrow when we go back to the restaurant. It's a date.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
I'm romantically interested in both of you.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Oh, we'll see how this plays out.
I'm open to that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, bye. Good luck.
Excuse me, Miss Thunderstein?
Bradley, what did I tell you about being nervous?
You're right. You're right. Miss Thunderstein, your 4 o'clock is here.
Oh, yes, I saw this pop up earlier. Yes, Doug, hello. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Doug, and I'm here for a meeting with Miss Thunderstein. First name, Phoebe. Is she available now?
I'm her. Why don't you sit down and have some water? Let me pour it for you.
What? Okay, thank you.
For a drop in a large ocean still matters, Doug.
God, it's amazing.
Wait, I ought to do what my friends told me. I don't want water. I want Crystal Light with a dab of that Mio sauce that they pour in the water and you spin it around and it gets flavored. Also, a full fish and a celery stick with peanut butter on one side and ranch dressing on the other. Did I do it good?
I like someone who asks for what they want.
Yes.
But I can't get you any of those things.
Oh, that's okay.
But is there another reason why you're here?
Oh, right.
Is there a different kind of help that I could bring?
Yes. I took this box straight to the top. I thought of stopping, but I didn't stop. And then I've had so many friends help me along the way that I just want to deliver this and also to say, don't open this box. I think it might try to kill you. If you open this box, it might be the last thing you do. Don't open this box. Even though I wanna know what's inside, if you open this box, it'd be an act of incredible pride. So don't open this box.
And I've been beside him from the moment this journey began,
or shortly thereafter.
Yeah, right thereafter.
take him as high as he can.
Thanks, Bradley.
Aiding him on his journey, delivering the mail. In an employee partnership that in no way could ever fail. But there's one thing that we have learned along the way, as we've scrambled right up the floors on our journey here today. Don't open this box, so whatever you do, don't open this box.
We're pretty sure it could be fatal to you.
Don't open this box. We are begging you, please,
don't open this box.
There could be blades, lasers, or disease.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you, Bradley. I appreciate the way you boldly stood in front of me and gave me your advice. I'm always seeking that, it's true, and there is nothing I would rather do than not open this box.
You should throw it off the roof.
Don't open this box.
I can't help. This entire floor is open concept. I find it's better for the exchange of ideas and ideals. And everything is made of glass, so, if you'll pardon me, I can see through, certain three people waiting for me in the lobby.
Oh, us, do you refer to us in the lobby of this open plan? Rising straight to the top of the building, just as fast as we can.
I mean, we're not in any sort of rush, it would not cause us hurt. It seems like that's a very important box, so you should probably open it first.
Open that box!
I bet it's full of cakes and treats.
Open that box!
And if you're not into sweets, you should still open that box!
Just open it, of course, just open that box. It definitely won't summon a horse.
Guys, I know what this is about. This is because I left the pen pal group.
We used to have four pen pals.
There were four pals.
But then you started to say, I know, let's do evil things. And I said, no, that's not what I'm interested in. And then you said, but that's what we'd like to do. And I said, well, the three of you can continue writing letters, and if I ever catch wind of any nefarious plans, I will report you. But as long as it's just hypothetical, I'm just going to leave because I don't like toxicity in my life.
Wait, you'd report us?
Of course I would report
you. By name?
Yes.
And you'd put it in some sort of written document?
Richard, is that what you want? You want me to just... You want to be arrested so that your name can be in, like, a newspaper or something?
No, just anything for you to keep up your pen pal correspondence with us.
Richard, the way I could have kept up my pen pal friendship with you is if you weren't evil, dastardly, villainous people.
I don't know if I can so easily give that up.
What? What about we stay evil and also you come back to the pen pal group? But as a compromise, we will still be evil, but
yeah,
you'll come
deal.
Back.
Is that a deal?
Deal?
We'll still be evil, and you'll still write to us. It'll just be like that.
No.
Okay. What if it? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hold on there.
What? Listen.
Hang on.
Okay.
Just hang on.
What if you call the cops on us, send us all to jail? We will still be evil, although our plans have failed. And they're behind the bars for oh so many years. We'll still be evil, but we still could be peers.
Yes.
And you could send us letters through the mail to reach us behind bars.
See how prison is treating us, and if we've come far, or if we're so set in our evil ways that we'll never change at all. And then you could send us birthday presents, and if we got them, we could open the box. And we'd send one to you, and you could open.
really the compromise? Oh, what a tale. I can't believe the three of you were just hungry for some mail. I can pen pal with you if that is what you want to do. I can pen pal with you if locking you up and writing letters is what we must do. Ah, yes, my horse is here. Yes, that's right. I'm also a horse trainer, and a geneticist, and I know how to deal in lasers and razors, but for good, and I write children's books. There's nothing my company can't do.
I finished the first draft, by the way, Miss Thunderstein.
Great job, Bradley.
I wanted to get it done today, because tomorrow, I've got a date.
Whoa! Doug, take these three and this horse, and take them back to the ground floor where they'll be arrested. But make sure I find out what prisons they go to so I can write them letters.
I sure will, Miss Thunderstein.
And Doug.
Yes?
If you could do anything in this building.
Yeah?
What would it be?
Well, they tell me to dream big, and this is my chance.
Yeah, Doug.
I've always wanted celery with half peanut butter and half ranch. Like one side is ants on a log, and the other is not so sweet, but it's still a crunchy, zero-calorie snack for me to eat. And also, if I had wishes too, I'd want the date with not just one, but two. And if I had a third wish, I would want to eat an entire fish with the head and the tail and all of the bones. But that's too much for me, and I can't ask for more. So for now, I'll take these all down to the ground floor.
And that's how it happened. All according to my plan. Me, the ghostly DHL employee who disappeared in a puff of smoke. All the way to the top. All the way to the top. To the top now.
To the top.
All
now.
The way.
To the top.
All the way. To the
top. The end. We'll be right back after a break of this.
Greetings, ghosts and ghouls.
This week, Earwolf is transforming into something scary. The Fearwolf is coming to haunt your precious human ears with spooky episodes and hair-raising special guests.
On Unspooled, Paul and Amy break down one of the scariest movies of all time, Psycho.
Off Book is serving up a Halloween musical spooktacular.
The ND Daily Podcast Pilot Project is already a scary name to say, but Terrifying Edinburgh with Cameron McDougall takes you through a haunted Scotland with a cast of frightening characters.
On Who Charted, or should it be Boo Charted, Howard and guest Tiff Stevenson count down the top Halloween songs and movies.
The magical land of Foon is not immune from Halloween creeps or mummies when the chunt for Red October returns on Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Hear an interview with horror master and director of Fright Night, Tom Holland, on Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast.
Too scary? Head over to Stitcher Premium to get some couples costume tips from Sean and Hayes on the Hollywood Handbook Pro version.
The Wolf Undead!
Musical guest technical difficulties.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Ross Bryant, the absolute best.
Oh my gosh. Y'all are so damn funny. That was such a blast.
What a fun little grin session we just had.
We were talking in the
I was laughing so much off mic.
Yes, me as well. And sometimes on mic.
Yes.
Sometimes you try to give someone a regular last name and you say garbage man.
Yeah, and then you double over.
And then you lose your mind and you can't do anything
Ross
else.
Ross suggested in the interim, hey, if anyone wants to hit up with the hashtag Doug Celery Challenge, show us that peanut butter ranch half and half.
Yeah, extra points if you show a video of you eating that bad boy.
Yeah. Are you alternating bites? Are you going through the ranch and then into the peanut butter?
We're not going to tell you what to do.
Which side up, which side down. Yeah, choose your own Doug. Hashtag Doug Challenge.
Doug Challenge.
Hashtag Doug Challenge. That's right. Let's keep it simple.
Oh, man. Oh, guys, if there's enough Doug hashtag Doug challenges, I feel like we'll donate to charity.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, if we reach 100 Doug hashtag Doug challenges, yeah. I will donate
$100. I will also give $100 to a charity of your choice.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yes! Hashtag Doug challenge.
Hashtag Doug challenge. What are the rules of
Once
this?
We meet the arbitrary, how many do there have to be?
Okay, so you have to put ranch on one side and peanut butter on the other side of a celery stick, and you have to take one bite minimum of each side. So yeah. It is a video challenge
great.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, great.
And also tag Ed off book, because if we're not using this for promotion, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
Just giving money to charity. Like, that would be a good cause enough. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But just so people aren't entirely confused as to what exactly. is going on.
And also so it's
how
easier
they
for
be
us
confused?
To find it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What oh my gosh. A trip. Well, we love freestyling with Ross, so we're just going to, like, do some...
Just do some rap. I was kind of thinking it's supposed
Uh-oh,
to get
it's going
to
go great for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jess is ready. I was just thinking kind of way in, like, I feel like there the internet has spawned so many, like, interesting, this is nothing. I thought this was a transition, but it's not. I was thinking of, like, how all the sort of ice bucket challenge and, like, cinnamon challenge and the Tide Pod thing is, like, not a challenge, but I feel like these are all things that are kind of influenced by putting something up on the internet and then just getting, like, wild. Or
sure.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, kind of low stakes self-harm as
Yeah, that's a great. Let's wrap about low stakes.
Hurt yourself just a little hurt. Hurt yourself just a little dart. Hurt yourself just a little hurt. Hurt yourself just a little. My brother and my sister, they told me it would be nice if I covered up my mouth with that cinnamon spice. They said it's just a little spicy and it's such a treat, and the effects are only good, they're only neat. And so I did it, I took that big tablespoon. Oh no, soon I had to walk straight out the room, coughing up those clouds like they were made from my breath, and it felt like my cinnamon death. I was like, hurt yourself just a little.
Low stakes.
Hurt yourself just a little.
Low stakes.
Hurt yourself just a little.
Low to stakes. Hurt yourself a lot, that would be a mistake.
I love charity, I'm all like, fuck it. I put that water and that ice right in the bucket. Oh my God, feeling like I'm freezing dead when I put that bucket right over my head. Yeah, people know me all over the town. Once I pick the bucket up and the ice water falling down. Oh my God, yeah, even my mom, dad, and daughter call. Once they see me overhead, I got an ice waterfall. Yeah, don't you know, all these people are blessed. While I do it for attention for the ALS. Don't you know they need money and there's a disparity. I hurt myself, but I do that shit for charity. Hurt yourself just a little.
Low stakes.
Low stakes. I will always be to answer the call. If you ask me to put my hand through a wall, they were like, hey, you can punch right through this wall. I'm like, yeah, no doubt, and that wall's gonna fall. This is the supporting wall of the house that I live in. People are like, yeah, just give him a chance, and they'll punch right through it like you're Superman. And so I clenched up a super hand, five for fighting, what now? Fist to the floor, and I started with the floor, and then one more, punch the floor, one, then I punched the wall twice, then I broke all up my knuckles and I needed that ice, and I was like, where am I gonna get this ice bucket? Oh look, I picked him up from this ice bucket, and now it's good, I can get him in. Now there's a taste in my mouth, get it out with cinnamon.
I hurt myself just a little bit. Hurt myself just a little bit. Hurt myself just a little bit. Low stakes only if you go big or quit. Oh, I saw this challenge
and I thought I'd give it a chance. It was like, go stand on a mound of fire ants, and they let you nibble on your legs. You do it for a second or you do it for days. It's the stand on the hill, stand up for hills. Stand on the hill, stand up for hills. All of this deforestation, all the hills it killed. So you stand on the hill and you stand up for hills.
Yeah. Hurt yourself, just a little bit. Hurt yourself, just a little bit. Hurt yourself, just a little bit.
Hurt yourself a little so that nobody will give a shit.
Picture this, I'm out at a party. I see a person I know a little bit, hardly. Walk across the room trying to spit that game. We don't really know each other, but we're like the same. We might have common interests, I know it just a little. So I walk across the room, right across the middle. I go right up to her, ask if he wants to go out. But it's clear from what she's saying, she don't like what I'm about. She gives me a gentle no, and so I walk away. I'm a little bit hurt at that time, that day. I didn't know her that much, so for heaven's sakes, I was a little bit hurt, but it was real low stakes.
Yeah.
Hurt yourself just a little bit. Hurt yourself just a little bit. Hurt yourself just a little bit.
Hurt yourself.
Didn't do it for charity.
No, I know what y'all thinking. Hurt yourself a little bit, now that's stinking out. Here's what I do, I walk up with my legs, and I start saying, this chicken, you have bags. But I wanna raise money for people doing up. My brain just melted apart. I will get to the joke I was trying to make, cause to not finish now, that would be a mistake. It's an online charity called Nag for Eggs. You go up to the chicken and you nag his legs, and then he gives you eggs. That nagging is bad, but you do it for charity, so it ends up rad.
I'm the chicken, you got no common sense. You come in at me with this prominence, trying to undermine my confidence. Oh my god, no. So I'm bombing since here's an egg.
I gotta be stopping because I'm coming in and I'm peacocking. I'm the cock on the walk and I hate your naked talk. That's not the way we respect these chickens. I don't care if it's for charity, get out of this hen house.
Yeah, when I originally thought of it, it was like, you say mean things to the chicken and that's how you make the eggs come out. I didn't think it through. This is that hurt yourself just a little bit. We're not talking about self-mutilation. We're talking about low-stakes online challenges.
Yeah. Hurts to your pride. Ouchies to your mouthies.
Trying to put some good in the world through just hurt yourself just
punching a wall with a super fist.
Yeah, getting a paper cut but for the homeless.
Yeah, smashing your thumb with a hammer a little bit but for hunger.
Yeah, hurt yourself, give a little.
Doug Celery Challenge.
I can't imagine our brains will allow us to do anything else today.
Certainly not. Good thing we're about to go do a show together.
Oops. Ross, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys.
God,
that was so fun.
What are your handles? Where do the people find you? What's up in the new world of Ross?
You can find me online. I'm Ross Bryan on Twitter and Ross BB on Instagram. I try to do a cartoon every day.
We are very, very good.
We're still on tour. I think our next show is going to be in San Francisco.
No, dude. Our next show is going to be in Brooklyn. It's at Murmur. It's on Wednesday, the 24th.
That's right. And then DC and then San Francisco. We have all of those dates on our website, thezackandthejess.com/live, where you can get all that info and buy tickets.
Right. So that's the 24th in New York, the 26th in DC, November 1st in San Francisco. The DC show is part of a festival, but New York and San Francisco are close to selling out. So our sleepy babies in those cities, come see us with your faces.
Yeah, maybe buy tickets now. Otherwise, it will be too late.
We've loved meeting you and seeing you. So if you're one of those cities, come be one of those people.
We'd love to see you. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you nagged for some eggs,
that was a bad way to spend your days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, we're back one more time to talk about Hunt a Killer. It's a monthly subscription that sends you cryptic clues, objects, and letters so you can solve a crime in real time.
And I can't stress enough that it's so interactive that it feels real, and that's because it is real.
perfectly good.
Okay, good. Phew. It's a blast. Okay, so guys, right now, for our listeners, that's you listening to this right now, you can go to huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box.
Again, they only accept 200 members per day, so hurry and take advantage of this offer. That's huntakiller.com/offbook for 10% off your first box.
And is it real, Zach?
It's real.
Ooh. No, it's not real. It's really good. huntakiller.com/offbook.